Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar and today Maseches Chulin Daf Ayin Hey, the fourth parak Behema Makasha.
The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide.
So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a Braisa taught that a ben bekuah which walked through a stream is thereby hukshar, prepared to contract tumah, becomes tameh from walking through a cemetery. Rabbi Yochanan says this Braisa follows Rabbi Yossi Aglil, who says tameh tumas ochlin. A ben pekuah contracts tumah of foods, meaning from touching something tummy like any food, but tzarech heksher, and requires preparation for tumah, meaning to be moistened with liquid. The Chachamim disagree and say it cannot contract tumah, because it's alive. And anything which is alive cannot contract tumah. Rabbi Yochanan says that Beis Shammai agrees with the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as the Mishnah states, "Dagi me'emasa mekabim tumah." From when can fish contract tumah? Beis Shammai says, "Mishnasi yodu." From when they're caught, although they're still alive, since they can be eaten without shechita, they're considered food once they're caught, as if they're dead. Beis Hillel says, "Mishnasi yamosu." From when they actually die. Rikiva says, "From when they can no longer survive," meaning a fish thrashing out of water, which will inevitably die. Pointing to Rabbi Ami says if one shechs a trefa and finds a 9-month live fetus inside, the divrei osur matya, according to Rabbi Meir, who prohibits a ben pekuah found inside a healthy shechted animal and hold it requires its own shechita, he permits this fetus, which was found in a shechted trefa, when the offspring is shechted. The divrei amatya osur, according to the Rabban, who permit a ben pekuah on the basis of its healthy mother shechita, they prohibit this fetus found inside a shechted trefa even after it itself is shechted. Since it is considered already shechted through its mother's shechita, which did not permit it in consumption since she was a trefa, it can no longer be shechted itself. Rava says even this opinion would permit this fetus because dal simanim akshu b'rachmana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu validated 4 simanim for this fetus, either its mother's shechita or its own. Rav Chisa also said that it requires shechita, and its shechita would permit its consumption, and added that if it died on its own, it is not metame through masa, being carried, meaning it's a trefa through the mother shechita, not a novella. And pointing me through, Shimon Shizuri said in the Mishnah that even a ben pekuah, which is several years old, may be eaten without shechita. This seems identical to the Tanakhama, who permits the fetus through the mother shechita, and Rav Kahana explains that they argue where hifris al gabi karka, the animal places its hooves on the ground. The Tanakhama holds that it is prohibited rabbinically to eat it without shechita, lest someone come to eat an ordinary animal without shechita. Abai says that all would permit a ben pekuah, which was born kalud, with joined hooves, because komilsa de tamia mitchar de chiri la'inshi, anything astounding is remembered by people. In another version, he only permitted where the mother's hooves were also joined, because this double phenomena will be remembered. Rav Chanina said the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and that he would also permit bivno ubenbino ad sof kol hadoros, the ben pekuah's offspring and its offspring's offspring, until the end of generations. Rav Yochanan says he would only permit the ben pekuah itself, not its offspring. Rav Ashi says the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A Braisa taught that a ben pekuah which walked through a stream is thereby hukshar, prepared to contract tumah, and becomes tameh from walking through a cemetery. Rabbi Yochanan says this Braisa follows Rabbi Yossi Aglil, who says tameh tumas ochlin. A ben pekuah contracts tumah of foods, meaning from touching something tameh like any food, but tzarech heksher, and requires preparation for tumah, meaning to be moistened with liquid. The Chachamim disagree and say it cannot contract tumah, because it's alive. And anything which is alive cannot contract tumah. Rabbi Yochanan says that Beis Shammai agrees with the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as the Mishnah states, "Dagi me'emasa mekabim tumah." From when can fish contract tumah? Beis Shammai says, "Mishnasi yodu." From when they're caught. Although they're still alive, since they can be eaten without shechita, they're considered food once they're caught, as if they're dead. Beis Hillel says, "Mishnasi yamosu." From when they actually die. Rikiva says, "From when they can no longer survive," meaning a fish thrashing out of water, which will inevitably die. Pointing to Rabbi Ami says if one shechs a trefa and finds a 9-month live fetus inside, the divrei osur matya, according to Rabbi Meir, who prohibits a ben pekuah found inside a healthy shechted animal and hold it requires its own shechita, he permits this fetus, which was found in a shechted trefa, when the offspring is shechted. The divrei amatya osur, according to the Rabban, who permit a ben pekuah on the basis of its healthy mother shechita, they prohibit this fetus found inside a shechted trefa even after it itself is shechted. Since it is considered already shechted through its mother's shechita, which did not permit it in consumption since she was a trefa, it can no longer be shechted itself. Rava says even this opinion would permit this fetus because Dal Simanim Akshabi Rachmana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu validated four Simanim for this fetus, either its mother's Shechita or its own. Rav Chisa also said that it requires Shechita and its Shechita would permit its consumption, and added that if it died on its own, it is not Metame through Masa, being carried, meaning it's a Trefa through the mother's Shechita, not a Nevela. And point number three, Shimon Shizuri said in the Mishnah that even a Ben Beku, which is several years old, may be eaten without Shechita. This seems identical to the Tanakhama, who permits the fetus through the mother Shechita, and Rav Kahana explains that they argue where Hifris al Gabi Karka, the animal places its hooves on the ground. The Tanakhama holds that it is prohibited rabbinically to eat it without Shechita, lest someone come to eat an ordinary animal without Shechita. Abai says that all would permit a Bembekua, which was born kalud, with joined hooves, because Gomilsa de Tamiya mitchar de Chirig la'inshi, anything astounding is remembered by people. In another version, he only permitted where the mother's hooves were also joined because this double phenomena will be remembered. Rav Chanina said the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and that he would also permit Bivno Ubenbino Adsov Kol Hadoros, the Ben Bekua's offspring and its offspring's offspring until the end of generations. Rav Yochanan says he would only permit the Ben Bekua itself, not its offspring. Rav Ashi says the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Ein Hey. This Siman was suggested to us by David Zev Glickman from London, as well as from Gedalia Weiss. They both suggested that Ein Hey is an Am Ha'aretz. An Am Ha'aretz. So here goes. Try as he might, the Am Ha'aretz could not understand how a live animal, even a Ben Pekua, could be Makabel Tuma, and why one would not be able to shecht the baby found in a trefa that was shechted, especially since he was distracted dreaming of raising generation of Ben Pekua to make money saving on shechita kos, which is not even allowed. Once again, slow motion. Try as he might, the Am Ha'aretz, that must be on Daf Ein Hey. Try as he might, the Am Ha'aretz could not understand how a live animal, even a Ben Pekua, could be Makabel Tuma, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Machlokas, if a live Ben Pekua and fish are Makabel Tuma as food. So try as he might, the Am Ha'aretz could not understand how a live animal, even a Ben Pekua, could be Makabel Tuma, and why one would not be able to shecht the baby found in a trefa that was shechted, which reminds us, Rabbi Yami says that if one shechts a trefa and finds a 9-month live fetus inside, L'divrei Oser Matir, according to Rabbi Meir, who prohibits a Ben Pekua found inside a healthy shechted animal, and hold it requires his own shechita, he permits this fetus which was found in a shechted trefa when the offspring is shechted. L'divrei Amatir Oser, according to the Rabban who permit a Ben Pekua on the basis of its healthy mother shechita, they prohibit this fetus found inside a shechted trefa even after it itself is shechted, since it's considered already shechted through its mother shechita, which did not permit it in consumption since she was a trefa, it can no longer be shechted itself. So, try as he might, the Am Ha'aretz could not understand how a live animal, even a Ben Pekua, could be Makabel Tuma, and why one would not be able to shecht a baby found in a trefa that was shechted, especially since he was distracted dreaming of raising generation after generation a Ben Pekua to make money saving on shechita kos, which is not even allowed. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about a Ben Pekua after it stands on the ground and its own offspring. Abai says that all would permit a Ben Pekua which was born kalud, with joined hooves, because kol milsa to tamia, anything astounding is remembered by people. Rav Chanina said the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and that he would also permit bivno ubenbino adsov kol hadoros, the Ben Bekua's offspring and its offspring's offspring until the end of generations. Rabbi Yochanan says he would only permit the Ben Bekua itself, not its offspring. Rav Ashi says the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So once again, try as he might, the Am Ha'aretz could not understand how a live animal, even a Ben Pekua, could be Makabel Tuma, and why one would not be able to shecht a baby found in a trefa that was shechted, especially since he was distracted dreaming of raising generation after generation a Ben Pekua to make money saving on shechita kos, which is not even allowed. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. The midwife who was given a thick piece of cake, that must move on to iron base of. The midwife was given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming tamei with the rabban, touching a dead fetus, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that the midwife who inserts her hand into the woman and touches the dead fetus becomes tamei. The rabbis decreed tuma on the midwife because shemiyotzi blad rosho chutzka prozdor. Perhaps the dead fetus will put its head out of the antechamber, meaning the birth canal, and become capable of becoming matamei without the midwife realizing. No tumah was decreed on the mother because isha margeshes ba'atzma, a woman giving birth, senses herself when the fetus's head emerges and will realize that it's matame. Still, we can't rely on her to inform the midwife since she's preoccupied with the labor. So the midwife was given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming Tamei Midraban by touching a dead fetus, listen in on an argument in the operating room with the shechit of the mother cow can prevent tumor status from a cut-off aver, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas if the mother shechita can remove tumor from the protruding aver. So the midwife was given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming Tamei Midraban by touching a dead fetus, listen in on the argument in the operating room if the shechita of the mother cow can prevent tumor status from a cut-off aver, and watched how the orderly demonstrated how a hospital gown ripped into two pieces is not tumas beis hastarim, which reminds us more discusses tumas beis hastarim and how a limb or garment is matame as it's torn away.
Daf Ayin Gimel. So the Simur Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes.
When the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg, that must be on Daf Ayin Gimel. When the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before totaling it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses yados kalim versus protruding limbs, which stand to be cut. Rameir says, kol yados kalim shena ruchos, regarding all handles of utensils which are too long, and one intends to cut off the surplus amount, one only needs to immerse the kli in a mikvah until the measuring intends to keep, but the extra length is considered cut off and does not require tevilah. The other Tana disagrees, requiring the entire kli's immersion. So when the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before toveling it, his partner who made a model of a hanging limb of an animal out of eggs to show how shechita osa nipo, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Abraham Udundal, a hanging limb, and the Malchok as if shechita osa nipo. So when the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before toveling it, his partner who made a model of a hanging limb of an animal out of eggs to show how shechita osa nipo was dismayed when the animal he was using to copy from died, and hakol modim shemisa osa nipo, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, hakol modim shemisa osa nipo, all agree that death affects halachic detachment for dangling limbs, vein shechita osa nipo, but shechita does not affect detachment.
Daf Ein Dalet. So the Simur Daf Ein Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The men on their way to witness, that must be on Daf Ein Dalet, aid. The men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb, which reminds us, Rabbi Shai inquired, Hoshi is Yadu Lamei Behema. If one inserted his hand into an animal's womb, B'shachet Ben Tesha Chai, and shechted a 9-month live fetus, and the fetus was removed while the mother was alive, is the shechita valid? This question can be asked according to both opinions, Rav Meir and the Rabban, regarding whether a ben pekua, a live fetus removed from a shechted mother, requires its own shechita. So the men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb were about to stop and eat a ben pekua for lunch without shechting it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about a ben pekua, whether the mother's shechita permits his fetus. If there was a 9-month live fetus, and Rav Meir says it requires shechita and is subject to the prohibition of Osav es Beno shechting it and its offspring on the same day, the Chachamim say its mother shechita purifies it for consumption and it does not require its own shechita. Rav Shimon Shazuri says that even if this fetus was 4 or 5 years old and plowing in the field, it may be eaten without shechita. So the men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb were about to stop and eat a ben pekua for lunch without shechting it. When a man asked him to please let him use it to redeem his firstborn donkey, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can redeem a firstborn donkey with a ben pekua.
All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss the question whether we follow the majority regarding limbs or not? That's on Duff. Ayin. Good. Number 2.
Which stuff do we have a question if a shechita of a trefa mother precludes its fetus from being permitted with its own shechita? That's on Duff. Ayin Hey.
Good. Number 3.
Which stuff do you discuss tumas beis hastarim and how a limb or garment is metame as it's torn away? That's on Duff. Ayin Beis.
Good. Number 4.
Which stuff to discuss yados kalim, the handles of kalim, versus protruding limbs which stand to be cut? That's on Duff. Ayin Gimel.
Good. Number 5.
Which stuff to discuss why a midwife becomes tame from touching a dead fetus? That's on Duff. Ayin Beis.
Good. Number 6.
Which stuff to discuss Abraham Udundal, hanging limbs, and the malchokas of shechita osa nipo? That's on Duff. Ayin Gimel.
Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss the status of the milk of a ben pekua? That's on Duff. Samach Tes. Good. Number 8.
Which stuff do you know that a kol modim shemisa osa nipo? That's on Duff. Ein Gimel.
Good. Number 9.
Which daf do machlokes about a ben pekua, whether the mother shechita permits its fetus? That's on daf Ein Dalet.
Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss whether one becomes tame if they touch a dead fetus inside the womb? That's on daf Ein. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.